Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Ron, let's go back out to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline to our friend Jeff Hathorn, Steelers beat man. Horses music is getting a little interesting here late in the show. Jeff, how are you today?
I'm good. You know, it's Friday. You got to do stuff with the music.
He's playing our greatest hits, Jeff. All right. We've had a number of questions today that we've been throwing around. One, do you think it would be good for the Steelers to lose a game before the playoffs? Jimbo Covert, Chris Hoke on our station yesterday saying yes. Ron and I disagree. What say you?
Well, I'm going to go with Jimbo and Chris because they're bigger and they can protect me. But no, I do. I think a loss would bring focus. I think a loss could do a number of things to grab fixing an issue that maybe you continue to skirt around because you find a way to win. I think one of these times it wouldn't be bad for them to. Now, hopefully not an AFC game, but I think it wouldn't be the worst thing ever for this team to have a loss to kind of refocus certain things, and they're not doing great.
Well, I don't think it would be the worst thing ever, Jeff, but I'm just not sure how much good it would do. I like to think the coaching and the veteran leadership on this team realizes that. You know, I love Tomlin's line the other day about the only thing perfect about this team is our record, and I think he still knows they have a lot of work to do. And you know, the argument seems to be about, well, it'll reduce the pressure on you. You know, this team is going to be under extraordinary pressure come playoff time, whether it's 14-2, 15-1, or 16-0, isn't it?
Yeah, but anytime you're unbeaten and you start getting into double digits, I do think it ratchets up the pressure. And I think it would put it more on Kansas City. You know, look how many people are still saying Kansas City is the better team, even with the loss. So I think that gets them more off the radar, if that's possible, if they have one loss. But I go back to, you know, coaches and veterans can say a lot of things, but I don't think anything speaks as loud as the final score. So I think for the young guys, this would help fix a few of the problems that ail them. And I realize they're 9-0, and we're talking about little things, but still, those little things are what separate teams in the postseason.
Jeff, can you sum up the injury situation right now? Who's definitely not in, and who's coming back? I guess Mike Hilton leads that second group, right?
Yeah, it's really good, because basically they've got a trio of backups that aren't going to play this week. Jalen Samuels, who really doesn't have a role. Trey Elliott, who is an extra running back. Trey Edmonds, I mean. And then Jayrone Elliott's been ill, and who knows if he would even get a hat. So, yeah, they're in pretty good shape. And it looks like Mike Hilton, he's been full the last couple of days. It seems, and listening to what Keith Butler said yesterday, I mean, he had the sound of he was getting this guy back, and he talked to him about being in the game plan, and there didn't seem to be any hesitation about his availability. So unless he has something last minute, I think we're going to see Mike Hilton back in here. Chris Wormley would be the one guy I don't think will be ready, as, you know, he's coming off a few weeks off, but I think he could be ready for the Ravens game.
Hey, Joe, can I ask you to indulge me here for a second? I thought you had some really good over and unders. Can you flip a couple of them at Jeff?
If I could remember them, I'd be happy to, Ron. Let me think now. We had Ben at 3.5 touchdown passes. Jeff, over or under?
Under.
James Conner, over under 90.5 yards rushing.
Man, I would like to say over, but I'm going to say under. And let me say this. I think if the Steelers go into this game saying our goal is to run the ball as opposed to our goal is to put a plan to win the game, they're going to be in big trouble. So if Connor's under 90 yards, that's not going to crush me because I think they'll win the game.
Anthony McFarlane, over under 5.5 touches.
I'm going to go over. I think they're going to try a little something more with McFarlane. We've seen little hints of it, but now that he's back from illness, I think they're going to try him to spruce up what they're doing running the football.
Hey, Joe. Hey.
And lastly, yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I got one, too, but go ahead. Finish your last one.
Mason Rudolph, 0.5 snaps in case of blowout, Jeff.
I would hope for over, but I'll say under. I think Ben's going to play this whole game.
Lastly, Jeff, who's going to be the leading receiver? Who's going to be the star receiver this game?
Boy, that's such a great question because you just don't know. I'm going to say Deontay. I mean, Deontay's really been on a roll, except for that one game where he barely played. I mean, he has been a highly targeted guy. I'm going to say, and I know Juju is too, but I'm going to say Deontay is going to be the guy this week.
How much threat did the Jaguars present here, Jeff?
I'll say this for them. They play hard. They're in almost all their games. They've got a good running back who runs with good leverage. He runs low. They've got a decent offensive line, and I think they have a couple playmakers on defense. I'm not, obviously, they've lost 8 straight, but I don't think this game is going to be a walkover. I think they're going to play hard, and if the Steelers allow it, they'll be in the game. That's completely on the Steelers. I mean, this is a game they should win, but if they make mistakes, turnovers, or just aren't prepared, or sloppy, or whatever it is, this Jacksonville team, I don't think they have a lot offensively, except for their running back, but they do have a defense that can make some plays, and you never know. We've seen some really strange things against Jacksonville. I mean, remember that last game? It was just 2 years ago. They were down 16-0 and really had to claw back at the last couple of minutes of the game to win it.
Ron, anything else?
I think we're out of time, aren't we?
Not necessarily, no. We certainly could go a couple of extra minutes if you had another question for Jeff.
Jeff, I mean, how do they lose this game? Is it just simply turnovers?
Turnovers would be a big reason. That and, you know, if they're undisciplined on defense, you know, let's say they bite on. I mean, Luton, for all the fact that he's not really an NFL quarterback, he's got an NFL arm. And, you know, if you have a couple mistakes, they don't even have to be mistakes. They could be just slipping down and allowing a long touchdown, or it's got to be something like that, though, because like I said, I don't think Jacksonville can beat the Steelers unless the Steelers help them.
Lastly, Jeff, another question we were discussing today. In your opinion, who's the Steelers' number one receiver, and how do you define that?
Wow. I think it's
a good one, ain't it, Jeff?
It is. I define it by, when they need a play, who do they go to? And it's Juju. You know, when it's 3rd and 5 and they need a first down, Ben's looking for Juju. And that's how I would define a number one receiver. Doesn't mean that Deontay Johnson and Chase Claypool and even James Washington or Eric Ebron aren't good. But if there's one guy I wouldn't want to miss for a week, it would be Juju. So that, to me, means he's your number one receiver.
Jeff, you're a wonderful man and a patriot, I might add. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless America.
There he goes, Jeff Hathorn.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.